Welcome to the Tufts University Health and Wellness audio series on mindfulness, conscious relaxation, and stress reduction. Mindfulness. Mindfulness can be defined in a variety of ways. For our purposes, mindfulness is the practice of directing one's focus toward the present moment. Why is mindfulness helpful? Often, what produces the most stress in our lives is our tendency to worry ahead or to analyze the past in non-productive ways. Staying present in this moment, we increase our ability to consciously relax and reduce the effects of stress. Quite naturally, our minds jump from past to future, idea to scenario, on and on. Being mindful is consciously, intentionally returning our awareness to any here and now activity. By returning to the here and now, we give ourselves a break, literally, from the stress of our own thinking. Our first exercise will involve focusing on breathing. Once you've practiced mindful breathing, you can then use any activity to practice mindfulness. I will offer ideas about how to use walking, cleaning, and eating as ways to practice bringing your focus back when it wanders. For stress reduction and ability to focus, having a regular practice helps tremendously. You could choose the same time each day to spend 3 to 5 minutes intentionally bringing your awareness to your breath. For most people, attending to one's breathing is ideal, as it is always with us and anchors us in our bodies. If staying present with your breathing feels challenging, that's not a problem. It's true for many of us. When you decide to stop the exercise, try taking one long, deep, intentional breath before you stop. Then, stop. The purpose of the exercises that follow is not to force yourself to do them or to accomplish them. The point is to try them and, in the process, become more aware of what stresses you and how to work with those things. The benefit of practicing mindfulness is that when we stay present in each moment, we give ourselves a break from worry and the thoughts that increase stress. When I talk with people about how to manage stress through mindfulness or conscious relaxation, I encourage them to be gentle with themselves when learning these skills. Some of us are particularly well practiced at criticizing or harshly judging our own efforts. If the goal is to relax, to reduce your stress level, being harsh or critical about your efforts is counterproductive. Also, my telling you not to criticize yourself won't change anything. However, your willingness to try being less judgmental may make your efforts more effective over time.